Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:43, while the Republican National Convention reaches its climax today with former President Trump's acceptance and his address to Republicans and really to the nation at that point, a virtual roll call to nominate President Biden for the 2024 ticket is evidently moving ahead, but there have been so many gyrations with this story over President Biden and now the COVID diagnosis thrown into the mix as well. Ryan Schmelz, we're going to make sense of what's new this morning and where this story may go over the coming hours and days ahead on Capitol Hill. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, now you got me looking up what these new throwback jerseys are going to look like, because I've got thoughts.
I like it. Get down to the Miller Electric Center, brother. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll just say that the Jaguars have too cool of a color combination to have as boring of uniforms as they do right now. I think the uniforms y'all had back in a couple years ago before you made the switch, minus the helmet, was sick.
Nice. I like that. A hot take from Ryan Schmelz on this Thursday. Yeah. We're going to go back to the original, the OG from the 90s in this 30th anniversary. So hopefully you can get that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So give us an idea of where things stand with this virtual roll call out ahead of what's happening at the convention in Chicago. Are they trying to speed this up to jam Biden through or what?
Yeah, well, I think the original plan was to have an early roll call vote, which would have potentially made President Biden the nominee by as early as next week. And the reason to do that is because the state of Ohio has a law that says that you have to have your party nominee finalized by a certain date, which was going to be before the Democrat convention. But now that that date has been moved back through legislation by the state legislature, Democrats believe, at least some Democrats believe, that there's no need for the virtual roll call to take place as early as it is. So the DNC has now announced yesterday that they are going to be moving it back to at least August 1st. But that might be too soon for some Democrats who would rather them just do it at the convention on the 19th.
Now, as we look at the calendar, 2 weeks from today is August 1st. It's an eternity in politics, generally speaking, but all the more so now with President Biden and all of the calls for him to just step aside and bring in a new generation of leadership. Even former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi evidently talking to him about polling.
Yes, there was a report from CNN as well as some other folks who says that Nancy Pelosi had a conversation with President Biden where she was very concerned about the polling and you know, cautioned him and wanted him to consider dropping out of the race. Now, we have not gotten that individually confirmed, at least I have not been able to, but this kind of just adds to the growing list of concerns among Democrats, because you had Adam Schiff, who was who was very close with Nancy Pelosi and might be the most high-profile Democrat to come out yet and call on President Biden to step aside. He's also likely the next senator from California. So these calls have started to pick back up, and I think we were kind of expecting this to happen earlier, but of course the shooting assassination attempt against former President Trump, I think, delayed this for a little bit. But now that we have moved on and former President Trump is recovering, the RNC is underway, I think these calls are going to get louder.
And they get louder without much of a response from Biden, since he is back in Delaware in dealing with COVID and having to stay out of public view, it would appear.
Yes, and of course, the politics here just aren't good, because you have former President Trump surviving a shooting and now giving a major public speech tonight, less than a week after that shooting happened, just days, honestly. And then you have current President Biden, who's homesick dealing with COVID. I mean, this just isn't a good look. And, you know, we don't know the severity of what President Biden's dealing with in terms of his COVID diagnosis. It appears that he is okay. But at the same time, now he's going to be home, he's going to be quarantined, and he's not going to be on the road, which isn't a good look right now politically.
Now, this is going to go down as one of the more fascinating political campaigns in at least recent memory. We'll obviously be documenting every step of it. Our coverage of You Decide 2024 brought to you by Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Ryan Schmelz in Washington, thanks.